everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling, the movie recap edition.
We're back!
Number two. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Hamilton.
And you can watch this for only $9.99.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, probably.
Are we charging
this
for this
still
one?
In the red box?
Probably should.
Red box. Yeah. How do people watch the WWE Jetsons movie?
You have to buy it. How did we watch it?
Well, you bought it and you gave it to
us.
How do the lay people watch it?
Right.
So it's not on the network. Not on WWE Network.
No.
And you can't get it at a Redbox, I'm guessing? Or you can?
I never go to
Maybe
Redbox.
Maybe at one point you could.
You download it online.
I saw, like, you could, you know, like Amazon. You could buy
Target.
It on, you could buy it on Amazon.
Oh, right. Okay.
You know, like a digital version.
How much are they charging for that?
I think to rent it was like $3 or $4 or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. So you watched it?
I watched it.
Did you watch it?
I did.
All of it?
Mm-hmm. All of it.
The whole way through?
Yeah.
No fast forwarding?
I did not.
All right.
No,
there's no fast forward.
It was actually longer than I thought it was going to be. Usually those are like an 80, 88 minute. This one was like a full 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 95 minutes.
Actually. Well, 88 minutes is almost a full 90 minutes.
No, but I mean, I really thought it was going to be like less than an hour and a half. Usually those things have a tight window. No, I think the running time
was like an hour 20.
Yeah, that's what I thought. An hour and 24.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wow. But maybe
and that's
so
what
for you,
credits.
It was really long.
Yeah. Maybe I watched.
You watched the extended version?
I watched the extended version.
The unrated version?
The unrated version.
Where Big Show fucks Rosie in the robot ass?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that'd be Roman.
Oh, maybe it was short.
Yeah. So I think first things first, we just need to talk about how WWE made this movie for kids, yet kids don't know who the Jetsons are.
Yes.
You know?
Very confusing. I watched it with both my sons, and they were like, so who are the Jetsons?
Yeah.
What is this? And my older son, I think, was like, wait, they're like the Flintstones? Because he noticed like a similar.
Right.
Yeah. Like, yeah, the Flintstones. He goes, oh, so this is really old.
Yes.
Like, no, it's just a brand new release.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
When was Jetsons it actually released?
Like I think last year.
Last year.
Because
they just showed it again on one of the.
There, so.
Where were we where they put it? Yeah. Where were we when they put it on the big screen? And they did like a little trailer.
Oh, one
recently.
Of the WWE shows?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe okay. WrestleMania.
Like they're still pushing it. No. It was one of the last two.
Yeah.
I thought I saw something for it. Yeah.
Well, they show all sorts of old ass commercials.
Yeah, that's
at
true.
Those events.
They do. Yeah, like when they showed here's like the history of all the celebrities that have ever been on WWE.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's like 30 years ago.
Yeah, basically.
So let me say right now that if you have someone between the age of 3 and 6 that you can watch this with, do it.
I did. I watched it with my 4-year-old.
Good.
He watched like half of it. He liked it.
Because I watched it with my older sons. I mean, I have a 10-year-old, but it was borderline unwatchable for me. It was so horrible.
Yeah.
So we'll get into some of that. So should we kick it off with the Jetsons theme song?
The Jetsons theme song.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe so. How does it go? Meet George Jetson.
Bane, his wife.
We went right to the wife. His boy, Elroy.
Oh.
His whore, Elroy, right?
His whore, Elroy.
Yeah.
Bane, his wife.
Of course.
Of course.
Daughter's booty.
Daughter's booty. She is hot for a cartoon.
His dog, Gray Scooby. Those are both Hanna-Barbera, yeah, and they both had the same talking dog.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Same talking dog, yeah.
So it starts with an event going down.
Well, it's
in
this,
modern day.
Is this, the movie starts modern day, and is it before or after a WWE show? It's after, right?
It's kind of during a WWE show.
No, but the seats are empty, and the fans are at ringside getting autographs.
Maybe it's like before or after, I've never seen that happen, ever.
No, the fans get to go ringside and get autographs?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No. I don't know about that, yeah.
Thanks for that, cock tease, WWE.
Yeah.
Right. And Roman Reigns actually cocks his arm to sign autographs. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And he clearly writes two lines.
Yeah.
And it's just one line.
Wow.
Yeah.
Terrible Roman. He doesn't even know how to
sign
autographs.
Those animators got a little lazy.
Clearly, yeah.
Yeah.
And so then we have Big Show and Seth Rollins in cartoon form.
Yeah.
Because it's a cartoon, obviously.
Of course.
Of course.
And they're arguing about who will be the next WWE champion. However, Sheamus then appears on the Titantron, who is the champion right now.
Sheamus is the Mohawk champion.
Yes.
Which he's never been face Mohawk.
No.
I mean, for 5 minutes when Cesaro and Sheamus right. recently, but
yeah.
you know, Seth's got the blonde hair.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Big Show is a thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, this is really, this looks like it's 4 or 5 years old.
Right.
Yet it came out a year ago. Stardust is around.
Oh, yeah.
Ziggler's a jobber, but, you know, that's all right. the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
That's any year.
So Sheamus tells Big Show that he's going to defend the title against him on SmackDown tomorrow night, but then no chance. Vince McMahon comes out and says that there's a massive snowstorm, so the show will be canceled.
Which would never happen.
Ever.
I mean, they killed a heart and went and kept going.
Right.
So you know that they're going
well, to
make
that,
it through that snowstorm. Yeah.
There was that one snowstorm. Remember in the episode of Raw was in WWE headquarters? Remember
that's
that
right,
episode?
That's right. Yeah.
The worst episode of Raw of all time.
Oh, gosh, yes.
With the Roman Reigns interview, and you could hear Vince talking to him on the earpiece.
Yeah.
It was so terrible. Ugh. And then Booker even said, tell me about this snowstorm. What is this? Like, he didn't know what a snowstorm was. That was the best. Oh, boy.
There's a snowstorm, but we got everyone to WWE headquarters.
Exactly. So Big Show tells Vince he's not going to let a little rain stop him.
No, not a little rain.
So the next scene is Big Show piloting a small plane that he either hijacked or bought. I don't know. I guess he hijacked it.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Hijacked.
Yeah.
So Vince then appears on the monitor of the plane.
Somehow.
Begging Big Show to turn around. Please, Big Show, turn around!
They're using the Jetsons technology in modern day WWE.
Right,
so I don't know about that noise.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a WWE plane that he stole. I don't know.
It could be it.
Yeah. So he begs Big Show to turn around, but Show says he's making it to the arena. Even if you make it to the arena, he canceled the event.
Yeah. It's so, like, canceled. Sheamus is at home sleeping.
Yeah, Sheamus won't be there.
No one's going anywhere. Yeah, no
one's
going
to be there, right?
No logic.
No.
No logic.
The plane then freezes, so Big Show can't fly it anymore. He rips out the freaking controls.
Because that'll help it.
Yeah. And then he decides to get on top of the plane and yell at gravity, which I don't understand what's happening
he
at this point.
He gets on top of the plane.
Yeah, he stands on top of the plane.
Like while he's tails, flying.
Like he's Tails in Sonic 2 or something.
Basically.
Yeah.
Like he's a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he's not.
No, he's not. So he yells at gravity.
And you can hear Mauro Ranallo yelling in the background, like, he's fighting gravity!
Mamma mia! How is he standing on that plane?
Yeah, he challenged gravity to a fight.
Yeah.
And then you just see the plane like starting to crash somewhere. You don't really see where. But.
No.
So you're like, okay, Big Show's dead.
He's dead.
Next scene. Yeah. No, I mean, you don't survive a plane crash when you're
enter the
when
start
you're on
of the
top
Jetsons
of the plane.
Theme. Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. It's like we've seen this before.
I know.
Where have we seen something like this?
I don't know.
Hmm. And he gets frozen.
He crashes a plane, freezes, and then he goes 100 years into the future.
Well, we do like Captain America.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then we get the Jetsons intro, which we already sang for you, you know.
Kind of, yeah.
Me, George Jetson. So George Jetson's boss tells him that he has a new project for him. So George gets on a rocket ship with a bunch of large robots. Meanwhile, Jane Jetson, his wife. Oh, that's scary.
Everyone's favorite,
and he has no idea what's going on.
He's got like headphones and
what's up?
What up, dude?
Sunglasses.
What are y'all doing?
We're doing a podcast, a special edition.
Yeah, we're doing the NXT podcast.
What? What? No, we're
not.
Yeah,
so Authors of Pain fought. No, we're just kidding.
We're doing
we're recapping
the Jetsons movie.
The Jetsons movie.
I thought y'all were doing it after. That's why I left my shit. So I could,
oh,
all right. Family show, bro. Show.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is we're recapping a family movie, Josh.
So we're trying to
keep. Jeez, what the fuck is wrong with you?
And that was Josh.
So we can just cut all of that part out.
Yes. Hold for editing.
Just.
All right.
Good one.
George Jetson.
What hijinks will you get into next?
That so meanwhile, guy. Jane Jetson, his wife. What are we doing now?
What is it?
A plane.
Looking at a plane.
Oh, yeah. God.
Coming towards us. I hate when I'm in a tall building and a plane's just near me. Anywhere near
yeah.
me.
It is pretty close.
Anywhere that I can see a plane.
It missed us by like 2,000 feet.
It's about to storm pretty badly.
It is. So anyways, back to the movie.
Hold for editing.
Movie. Yeah, hold for editing again. Rocket ship. So meanwhile, Jane Jetson, his wife, is trying to call him because he's supposed to be at their son's science fair.
Yeah.
But no, he's working.
And of course, and of
you
course,
stupid
she,
bitch.
Of course, she says,
"Oh, where are you? You should be here by now."
Yeah.
But no.
So
he's,
obviously,
he's working.
Women in the future
on the face of the earth.
Yeah, women in the future are still. Not understanding. Well, a man has to go to work, right?
And I mean, if
she's a lot hotter than him, so
yeah,
that's true.
I'd be worshiping
if I'm to
her.
Understand the future correctly.
Yeah,
he takes a conveyor belt directly to his desk and presses one button, and then that's it.
That's
his job.
Well, he has to
what
press
does that,
that
one
button.
Do though?
We don't know.
We have
so
no
he has
idea.
The same. He's like Homer Simpson. He really doesn't. Yeah, do anything.
I did love the probably my favorite part of the movie is that we don't know why. He has to go to the surface of the earth, but he goes to the surface of the earth in some post-apocalyptic, like,
yes,
what
he
happened?
He takes a rocket ship.
Takes a rocket down.
Down to the surface.
To the earth. Because I didn't know where he was going, really, and until he's like, wow, the earth's surface is something. He says something
and
about
it. And it's just snowing.
Yeah.
He says it's disgusting.
It's yeah,
disgusting.
It's just snow.
No, it's not snow.
What is
I think
that?
It's like ash.
Maybe
from the dead millions and billions of souls.
From a nuclear winter.
From the nuclear winter.
But clearly everything's frozen because Big Show's frozen.
Yeah. That would have been awesome if like there was like skulls and like you see like a nuke like in a mountain.
Well, he asked the robots what they're doing here. And don't the robots say like we have to drill for oil or something?
Well,
they
maybe
don't say, they said that we have to drill. I don't think they say oil.
It was hard to understand them. Yeah. I thought
maybe
they said
that snowstorm that was incoming in the past.
Yeah.
Maybe that was it. Maybe that. Just,
but
oh
they're
God.
Still they're still on Earth. They're just in the sky, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the snow would still hit them.
No, they're above the
they're
clouds.
They're above the clouds.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But how though? Like long steel like poles from the Earth,
right?
Yes.
Going to the sky.
Yes.
And they're above
skinny
the
poles.
Sky.
Yeah, those
skinny.
Are
real
they're
skinny.
Like, they're like
you know, it's probably like steel and forest
like
bamboo. Really, it's probably
Punjabi.
What it is. Punjabi.
And then they're alive. They just live their lives like this.
Right?
That's it.
Oh, yeah, everything.
Everything is sways.
Oh, hey.
Whoa.
What is this, bumper cars?
Whoa, bro.
Yes.
They even call them glide walks?
Yeah.
Slide walks.
Slide walks,
yeah, slide walks, yeah.
And it was funny, yeah, we'll get to it when they're trying to walk on Earth.
Yeah.
Like, oh, all this walking. It was like 100 feet.
Yeah.
My God. Why aren't they all, like, fat and, like, out of shape if they
because
don't walk
technology
anymore.
By then, you'd probably they have some skinny pill by then.
Yeah. Then George should be all like...
Why doesn't Mr. George. Spacely take it?
He's still bald and old
and fat.
And short.
Yeah. So the robots, they find Frozen Big Show.
Mm-hmm.
George takes into his office and thaws him out. He doesn't want his boss to find out because he doesn't like surprises.
Yeah, what?
That's what he said.
Yeah. So why were you down there, George? Not to find... Frozen WWE wrestlers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why else would you go down
Why
there?
Why else would you be there?
So they leave because he doesn't want his boss to find out. So back at home, George brings Big Show home with him.
Of course.
Who gets freaked out by their talking dog.
Mm-hmm.
He grabs a dog.
Talking robot.
Rosie the robot karate chops Big Show a few times. Yep. This is where the comedy is supposed to be in the movie.
Yeah.
Supposed to be.
Hilarity.
Yeah,
they're just like karate chopping Big Show, and they're all trying to pull her off of him. George then promises Jane that Big Show will only be here for one night. So they have dinner, but Big Show gets scared by all the technology with the machines trying to shove food
lift,
in his face.
They can't even lift food to their mouths in the future.
No.
100 years from now, you just press, because this and this, this is easy, this is hard.
Right.
The lift,
yeah,
impossible.
Well, look,
this,
I only have to do this
easy
once,
and then just open their mouth and a spoon.
And
just,
you just get unlimited dicks,
and then.
That's it.
But for some reason, Big Show's robot arm, he's either malfunctioning or he's just so big. It would have made sense if it fed like his neck or his chest. Like, oh, you're too big. You're a giant.
It
just took the bowl of
pasta
and just spills it on his head. Oh, hey, asshole. You look like you want food on your head. And Big Joe's like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Why can't
like,
I
this
eat?
Made no sense at all.
Why wouldn't he just pick up the food himself? Like, hey, where's a fork?
Yeah.
Or grab it with his hand.
He looked to his left and someone pressed a button. He looked to his right. He goes, okay, this is the future. He presses a button and it dumps it on his head. He's like, well, fuck me.
Well, this is bullshit.
I would try to take over the world too if that happened to me. I'd be like, you know what? Fuck the future.
Yeah.
I want to rule this place.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And then he also gets upset that the machines are trying to shower for him. They shove soap in his mouth.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you don't. Yeah, that is understandable. He's
again, if
upset.
It was up his butt, that makes sense because that's where most people's face is. But
right.
Where his ass is.
This is where most people's face come to.
Yeah. Tall, because really, it's sticking the soap in its mouth like a normal human. It would be like doing like this, like, yeah. You know, like yeah. A good few inches above them.
Because everyone's the same height in there, yes. Except for Jetson's boss.
Even though he towers above all yes. Of them,
right? You know,
that's where the soap is programmed
and the
to
machine
go.
Takes his clothes right off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He gives the whole... Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it throws him in bed, puts him under the covers, and he's just frightened at that point.
Yeah. I would be.
And then Rosie threatens his life.
Again.
Right before bed. So.
And kind of winks on her way out. She's like. And she leaves.
I heard you like probes.
So the next morning, George wakes up and he realizes that Big Show isn't there.
Mm-mm.
And neither is his son Elroy.
Uh-oh.
They're both not home.
Jesus.
His boy, Elroy.
Whoa.
Instead, Elroy took Big Show to school with him for show and tell. Look at my big monster.
Which makes no sense because they always take him to school.
Mm. Oh, fuck me. Oh.
Da, 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 da. Another plot hole.
Filled with them.
So Big Show tells the kids that he was going to be the WWE heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
You know, 100 years ago. But the kids tell him, what are you talking about? Reactor Rollins is the WWE champion.
Yeah.
So Big Show's like, there's still WWE in the future? They're like, yeah, yeah, it's over there. So he jumps in a taxi.
It's over there.
It's like, it's literally right there.
Yeah. He jumps in a taxi, goes to the WWE, and it's kind of like a Total Recall moment where the robot taxi asks for money, and then he just, like, breaks it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Smash!
Yeah.
Right.
But the WWE is now the World Robot Entertainment.
But with a W.
The W is silent.
W is silent.
Yeah, that's the best that the writers can come up with.
Exactly. Robot.
We still want it to be WWE. We'll just make it World Wrestling Wrestling Entertainment.
Yeah.
And now there's robots.
Right.
Nope. Got to say robot.
That would have been great if it was World Robot Federation.
Yeah, WRF.
Sounds way better.
Yeah.
So he goes inside, and there's a robot version of Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns warming up.
Yep, because they have to warm up because they're robots.
And
robots
even, have even to warm in the up. Warm up, they do like the pin.
Yeah.
Like Rollins pins Reigns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's a sparring match or something.
Yeah.
Congratulations. It was nice fighting you.
Yeah. And they shook hands.
Yeah.
They shook robot hands, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So everyone in the future is a giant pussy.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Big Show beats all of them up, and he pins Reactor Rollins to become the new WWE champion.
In front of no one.
In front of no one, even though it's just rehearsals. But
yes.
Okay, whatever.
Sure.
Vince McMoon shows up. Not Vince McMahon, Vince McMoon.
Sure.
Who apparently is the great, 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 great.
You get the idea.
Yeah, which that's too many if it's only
too
100
many.
Years.
He'd be like his great-grandson.
Yeah.
It really would.
At worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe the guy's old. Maybe his grandson.
Maybe in the future the life expectancy is only like 20 years.
Maybe.
That's but why is he it. So old?
Yeah.
That's true. No, because they age faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably one of Shane's kids.
That's it. Right.
Yeah. Like, literally, it yeah. could be one of Shane's kids.
That's why they don't have the same last name? Or no, it would have to be Triple H's kids, because they're all girls. So they all married someone else named Vince McMoon.
Vince
McMoon?
The McMoons married, or the Levesques married the McMoons.
Yes.
And there you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
So McMoon shows up, he tells all of the other robot superstars to take out the Big Show, but of course the Big Show beats all of them up.
All the
including
robots.
Yeah, including Robot Big Show.
Oh.
Which is a really crappy version of Big Show.
Yeah.
So, about right. Yeah.
Which Big Show is a crappy version of Big
there.
Show.
No change there. The police show up and Big Show beats them up as well.
Because, you know, that's understandable.
Did the police even have guns?
No.
Well, now Big Show is literally a monster. A superhero monster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really to take over the world.
He basically, the cop says, I'm going to ask you nicely to stop. And if you don't,
I'm going to ask you nicely again.
I'm going to ask you nicely again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Also, yeah, so then he kidnaps Vince McMahon and the robots.
Okay.
And he says he's going to be the champion of the world in front of the TV cameras. And is that supposed to be Geraldo?
Yeah.
That TV reporter
of
guy?
Of course.
Yes.
Because that's
like
current.
Geraldo Rivera. That's
well, current. He was when the Jetsons were on, right?
No, it was like the 60s when the Jetsons came out. So what are we talking about? They should have made like Anthony Anderson or no, what's his name? Anthony Anderson. The guy with the white
Anderson
hair.
Anderson Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
So Big Show then goes to City Hall while controlling all the robots, and he tells everyone to kneel before him, and they do because they're scared. They're scared of the robots. Robot Reigns then shows up at the Jetsons' home telling them that they have they have to report for manual labor.
Yes.
And this is where Rosie the robot starts to get really, really excited.
She starts dripping oil.
Really wet. Because she has the hots for Roman Reigns. I mean, Robot Reigns multiple times in this movie. She's like, oh, yeah, baby.
Put it in.
Put it in right now. Put your fist. Hit me hard and hit me often.
Fist my robot parts.
So the Jetsons,
please.
The Jetsons family escapes into their ship, and then the daughter tells them, "What's the daughter's name? I forgot."
Do you know? Judy.
Judy. Daughter Judy.
Judy. Judy. Oh, there you go. So Judy tells them that they've been learning about WWE history
in school because
from 100 years ago, specifically.
Yes, because WWE was such a global impact.
Yeah.
That they're teaching it in future.
Honey,
school.
You're not learning about like, wait, you're learning about the year 2016, not 98?
Yeah, right.
Pretty sure I read that it was most popular then.
Yeah.
No. Everyone loves Sheamus and the Big Show.
Yeah, of course.
Ugh. So they see that there are other superstars like Big Show and decide that they need to travel back in time to stop Big Show.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm. Naturally. And luckily, his boy Elroy
is a science nerd.
Yeah.
But like the levels of like Tony Stark science.
Well,
nerd.
But didn't he get second place in the science
second
fair?
Place, yeah.
He lost to a kid who did vinegar and baking soda.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's everyone loses.
He's
to
like,
the
oh,
volcano kid.
I created a way to go back in time.
Right.
Well, Billy here makes baking
volcano.
Soda and vinegar and made a volcano. So fuck you, Elroy.
Yeah. Right. So like let's think about
yeah.
Back to the Future movies, like Back to the Future. How did they invent time travel? Flux capacitor, which doesn't exist, but okay, you know, it makes sense. You had to invent something, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, the car 80 miles per hour, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
88. What you know, Bill and Ted.
A phone
got
booth.
A phone booth.
Magic.
You know, magic.
I don't know.
Magic.
Well,
from the future is a futuristic phone booth.
In this, all you have to do is just fly around the moon.
Wait,
a few
really
times.
Fast.
Hasn't NASA
been to the moon?
Gone around the moon?
I don't know. Not three
so.
Times.
Those guys just went back in time and they're gone.
That's the thing. Neil Armstrong is clearly from like 200 years ago, like in the future. That's why they were able to do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. It makes sense.
Oh, you didn't understand that?
No.
That's why everyone thinks it's the moon landing's fake.
Oh,
it's not fake. It was just, you know.
They went back in time.
It's from the future. Yeah. So they fly around the moon really fast. They go 100 years into the past. And Elroy also knew how to get them exactly 100 years into the past by just messing with some wires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That Elroy man.
Yeah. Swear to God.
Smart
like
kid.
MacGyver.
Smart kid.
With dumb parents.
Yeah.
So the Jetsons arrive in the past and right outside the WWE show.
So lucky.
How convenient.
Which apparently didn't get canceled now. What happened?
Yeah.
I thought it was supposed to be canceled.
Well, I don't know if it was exactly 100 years. It was at a random show, right?
They said 100 years.
No, they
day.
Said Big
know.
Show was supposed to fight the next night.
Yeah.
In Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And then they
Michael
show
Cole's
up.
Michael Cole's like, Big Show is supposed to be here for this match. And what the fuck?
They even show the Albuquerque Arena.
Yeah. So what the hell?
What are we on plot holes for?
Here's more plot holes.
Yes. So the Jetsons, yeah, like we said earlier, they get out of the spaceship and they realize they have to walk because there's no slidewalk.
Right.
Yes.
Anymore.
Yeah.
And they walk like 10 feet and they're exhausted. Yeah.
Yeah.
But thankfully, that's all they had to walk was 10 feet
here
at the WWE show. They see Alicia Fox walk out of the building or the walk into the, out of the trailer into the building and realize that they need to dress up like wrestlers.
And George says, is that what WWE superstars look like nowadays?
Yeah. George has chocolate fever in the movie.
Yeah. And his wife is like, George.
Which, by the way, if you notice, there are no black people in the future.
None.
What the fuck? Holy shit!
That's WWE's future.
What's that about?
Yeah.
My goodness.
But
so,
wait, before you proceed, you missed probably the I mean, this. I guess you didn't catch this line. So they're walking toward the arena, and they're like, hey, how are we going to get in without tickets?
Yeah.
And George leans over to Jane and says, hey, it'll be just like our first date. We'll sneak in through the back door.
Yeah, right. And then she goes, don't remind me.
Yes.
Seriously.
He's like, we'll sneak in the back door, just like at the movie theater. Oh, don't remind me.
Don't remind me. Wow.
Oh, my God.
George Jetson and the Road to Brown Town.
That's the next movie?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Man, first date.
First date. She gave it up in the first date.
I know.
Everything she gave up.
Everything. There was nothing.
Think she went ATM?
I'm sure. Yeah. You go on first date? Yeah. 100%. That's probably her move.
It's her signature move. It is a wrestling movie.
He's like, Jane, will you marry me? She's like, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're tickling my kidneys.
So anyways, so they all go in a trailer to get dressed up as wrestlers.
Of course, that no one's guarding.
The girls dress up as Becky Lynch and Charlotte.
They're guarding the door to the arena.
Exactly like them.
Yes, they do.
They're guarding the door to the arena, but not the trailer where the wrestlers are.
Right,
yes. Little boy Elroy is Roman Reigns.
Yes.
The dog is Kane.
Kang.
And
Kang.
And George is Tron guy?
Tron. He's fucking Tron.
He's Tron.
Why? Why is that costume even in there if they don't know who the hell it is?
Yeah. I don't know. It was for a new character.
So the security guard's like, hi, Becky Lynch. Hi, Charlotte.
Hey, Roman Reigns. Hey, Roman Reigns riding on Kane, walking on all fours.
Hey, Mini Roman.
Yeah.
And then,
my man, Mini Roman.
And then George's like, hey, there's something fishy here. Who the fuck are you?
Even though George looks like the closest thing to a man. Like
yes, exactly. And he says, future man?
Yeah.
Future guy.
And then, okay, go ahead.
And then,
No.
But the daughter's Becky, right?
Yeah.
The daughter's Becky.
The doctor said, well, Mr. McMahon specifically said he wants future guy in the ring.
And
right
luckily,
now.
The security guy has the hots for Becky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who, in this case, is a underage teenage girl.
Yes.
So again, anal sex and underage.
So next time we go to a live event,
we'll
just sneak backstage.
Oh, yeah.
And
dress up as like future.
One of us will have to be Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch. And then when the security guard questions what we're doing back there, you or whoever dresses Becky Lynch is just say, hey, Mr. McMahon wants to see them.
Yeah.
And the security guard will be, Mr. McMahon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's so we're getting backstage next time.
Yeah. So the show, the WWE event starts with the Usos, who are good guys because this was made a couple years ago. Because
this was written 5 years ago.
Yes. They were still playing hard in the paint.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they beat up a couple of jobbers, then Roman beats up a jobber, and then Alicia Fox beats up a jobber. So these fans really got screwed out of a show.
Yeah, they really
did. This was supposed to be SmackDown.
Yeah.
This was SmackDown, and they're all fighting jobbers.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What a shitty night.
Yeah.
The final match, though, is Sheamus versus Seth Rollins for the championship. Michael Cole's doing commentary by himself.
Looking
by himself.
Better than real Michael Cole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But imagine
this
the horror.
Version.
Imagine the horror of Michael Cole doing commentary by himself.
See?
And
now,
you having to watch
Here's what doesn't sit well with me. Why did they have to draw in jobbers? when they have an entire roster
I mean, Dolph Ziggler's a robot in the future. You couldn't have Dolph do the job.
Yeah, could they not?
Even need his voice.
Yeah, could they not make any of the wrestlers look bad in a cartoon?
Right.
Like, what?
Yeah.
You make all of them look bad on TV anyway. Well, who cares?
Every week.
They couldn't even have Big Show finish as the bad guy. Like, everyone had to be good guys at the end.
Right.
Yeah, and
Vince was a good guy the whole movie for some reason.
Of course.
The only person who stayed heel was Seth Rollins.
The future.
Yeah. Vince McMahon did something he would never do. When they had that like meet and greet with the wrestlers in the beginning, why would Vince McMahon come out, and why would he come out with entrance music, first of all?
Because that's how he lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. How he comes out. Like, he goes to the grocery store.
I was really hoping they would do the No Chance in Hell. They didn't. They're just like, no chance.
Yeah, no Joe's right. Chance. He goes to the grocery store, like this one lady's like, I'm going to get the last loaf of bread. And then, no chance. That's what you've got. And Vince takes the last loaf. So
Thunder loaf.
So we got Sheamus versus Seth Rollins.
Yeah, it's about to pour here.
We got Sheamus versus Seth Rollins for the WWE Championship, a match no one wants to see.
Yeah.
And George goes ringside. I think that's why robots were the future. Because WWE went out of business because we kept seeing Sheamus in the main event.
Very realistic. Yes.
So George goes ringside, and luckily they don't have security ringside. And he asks Sheamus to help them out.
And they even say, some random fan is in the ring.
Yeah.
That guy would be tackled and destroyed by
destroyed.
Now.
Destroyed.
Oh, yeah. We were just in the front row.
Following him around the ring like a big square.
Yeah.
They're literally following him around the ring.
We were just at the front row of Raw. There were two security guys right next to us the whole time.
And they're like, yeah, you can't go up to the... They wouldn't even let us up to the barrier.
Yeah. But we did a few times.
Well,
they were like...
They weren't going to tell your son no.
We're like, we promise we're not going to jump into the ring, all right?
Yes.
I mean, I want to really bad, but I won't do it, I promise.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Usos come out, and Alicia Fox comes out, and who else? Roman Reigns, of course.
Yes.
They all run out to stop George, but they all end up in the ring and bouncing off the ropes, and they keep hitting each other, knocking shit around.
Makes no sense.
Bunch of mayhem. That's the ropes. The ropes are unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
So
that top rope will just extend out like 40 feet.
Yes, exactly. So the match ends with George accidentally knocking out Rollins and pinning him.
Let's also talk about
to become the WWE champion.
Yeah. Yes.
George
Jackson. A fan can do that.
Yeah.
If you get the pin, you're in.
And you get a contract.
You get a contract,
right?
The title.
You don't even have to be champion.
No.
Rollins wasn't champion. Sheamus was.
Well, it became a triple threat match.
Became a triple threat.
Oh, or instantly.
Aura, Andrew.
Well, there were like seven of them in the ring, I think, at the time.
Yeah.
So it became like an eight-pack.
A fatal orgy match.
Fatal orgy.
Yeah.
Fuck them all to death. Oh, fuck the fans.
Yeah. So Vince McMahon then comes out and he tells George that he's fired, even though he was never hired. But George tells him that Big Show took over the world in the future, and Vince immediately believes him.
Yeah.
Let's go back to my office and talk about this.
Yeah.
This sounds good.
That seems like it would happen.
Well, Vince is like, please make this be true.
That sounds like a good story.
Please make this be true.
Yeah.
And then who's doubting them? Rollins, the only smart guy in the whole room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You expect this to believe, what do you want to show us? Your talking robot and your flying car?
Yep.
And George's like, that's a great idea. Let's go.
So they do.
And
Seth's like, pet robot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't call her a pet. She'll kick your ass.
He calls her a pet.
Because she knows robot karate.
And Rollins gets karate chopped.
Yeah.
So then we go back to the future. Everyone gets on the spaceship. They all have their own like personal
like what you've done there.
Spaceship thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they go
back
to
the... follow the main ship? Those little nubs?
I guess so.
Those little nub ships?
Right.
Yeah. It's like a marble and you... Boop. You literally are stuck.
Yeah. So it's 1 month later into the future. Oh, no, we went back a month later.
Oh, no, Elroy miscalculated.
And
because he's seven.
That dumb shit.
That dumb seven-year-old.
And Big Show has turned the entire city into Big Show City.
Yeah. It's now gone from Orbit City to Big Show City, which the city doesn't orbit.
Yeah.
Just a word. Space Shuttle City. Everything's space language.
So?
Yeah, I mean, the Astros are a baseball team, but they're not in space.
It's just a cool name, Eric.
What? Oh, my God.
If you figure with a name like Orbit City, though, it'd be like a city that orbits
something.
The orbit.
All right, yeah,
Earth.
No.
Okay.
or the moon.
We can move on. So they get to the future.
No, we're going to hash this out.
The robot superstars show up, and they chase them in the spaceship and shoot at them as well.
Okay.
But George manages to save everyone but himself, and he gets captured by the robots and sent to jail.
Robot Big Show jail.
Yes.
Big Show Robot Jail.
Big Show Robot Jail.
And Vince McMahon is in the jail.
He's just there.
His boss is in the jail.
Which was kind of confusing.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
So basically, if you really think about it, Big Show came to the future, realized everyone's a giant lazy
pussy.
Yeah. And he forces them to get off their asses and do something. And he's a monster.
Right. Yeah.
Well, he did take over the world, though. And enslaved everyone.
Well, that's
I think that's
true.
Why they're in jail.
But at least he got them.
If they can catch you, you're a slave.
Mm-hmm.
He got them active again.
Yeah,
you gotta commend him.
So,
yeah, that is true.
Embrace your new leader.
So everyone else shows up to the TV station, and Sheamus challenges the Big Show to a match, and of course he accepts.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Vince, who ripped off his
sleeves,
on his suit,
and is riding Rosie like a motorcycle,
And they break George out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
Sheamus and the other superstars meet the Big Show, and the robot wrestlers hold all the other stars back instead of except for Sheamus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Big Show then makes Sheamus fight Robot Undertaker and Robot Kane, the bots of destruction.
Yes.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I
didn't know Undertaker was going to be in it. Robot Undertaker. I wonder if he got money because it was his likeness.
No.
Okay. So Sheamus, so he fights.
They own that name. They don't have to give him shit.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but he gets, I don't know, they get merchandise money.
I'd say no.
Okay. So Sheamus frees Seth Rollins, and then Seth frees everyone else, and they all beat up all the other robots. They beat up their version of themselves.
Yep.
Just like Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
You know, Reigns Spears, Robot Reigns, and... You robot said Seth Reigns. Gives a curb stomp? Because I didn't notice
Yeah, he jumps down on one of the robot's heads. Yeah.
Nice.
Done.
Son of a bitch. So Big Show then reveals Robot Sheamus, who is about to murder the Jetsons family.
Right.
He's like, fuck Gone. It, I'm just going to murder them. But Dead. George shows up and crashes onto Robot Sheamus and says, that's how you layeth the smackdown. Even though no one said that to him. The Rock's not in this movie.
Ever. I believe that's how you layeth the smacketh down. Something stupid thing like that.
Yeah.
Thanks, George.
Yeah. So finally, Sheamus and the Big Show face off, and Big Show puts a hole in the floor, and Sheamus falls.
Well, you're missing the fact that they're fighting in one of those like parking lot brawls where they surround with cars,
right?
Except they've stacked the cars like 8 high.
Yes. And people are in all of these.
And people
cars.
Are just in them.
Yeah, because they're angry at the Big Show. Mm-hmm. They're revolting.
Mm-hmm.
So he puts a hole in the floor. Sheamus falls, but George gets in a ship really quick and saves him. Big Show jumps on the ship, but then George like stops flying really quick. So they go flying off the ship, and Sheamus hits white noise on the Big Show as they fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he gets up and hits a brogue kick.
Yeah.
Goes for the pin, and George counts 1-2. But then Sheamus gets up.
Yeah.
And Big Show's like, but you had the 3 count. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then Sheamus is like, let's go back to our time, fella, and see who will be the WWE champion. And Big Show turns face.
Yeah.
Which is like the Big Show.
Yeah.
To, you know, he went go back and forth.
Constantly.
He had 4 turns in this one. He started as a heel. He went face. And then he went heel again. And now he's back to face.
Back to face. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's like, all right. Let's do this. I'm good. I can go now.
Yeah.
And then people were like, but you enslaved us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we better get out of here before they want your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, so we're all cool about that enslaving and, you know, me forcing you to work. Yeah. All right. Bye.
So Big Show apologized to everyone, even though they didn't accept it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he gives Elroy, because earlier he broke Elroy's teddy bear.
Uh-huh.
So he gave him Robot Taker and Kane.
Which are now broken.
Which are broken, right. Which
are smashed.
But for somehow they got fixed. I don't know. Yeah. So the WWE superstars go back in time. They go back to their time.
Mm-hmm.
In George's ship.
By flying around the moon.
Yep.
So now in the present, Vince McMahon has a spaceship.
That is true.
Just like in real life.
Yes. Then we cut to George and Jane, like I guess the next day or something, and they're watching the classic match of the Big Show and Sheamus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they turn it off right before we're going to find out who wins.
Who wins.
Yes. So we'll never know who wins
between no one will ever know.
And they're like,
spoiler alert, everyone loses.
Yeah. And then they're like, we got to go to WrestleMania.
Yes.
Honey, don't forget, we have to go to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. It was never mentioned ever.
No. Yeah. And now WrestleMania, it's no longer robots.
Yes.
It's real humans.
And there's only two of them?
Two of them.
Because he's like, let me show you the superstars of the human wrestling.
And two guys come
out. Two guys come out.
Looking like they're a tag team.
Yeah.
So they don't even get to fight anyone.
No.
No.
I don't know.
Let's beat up some robots.
Yeah, basically.
And then they get slaughtered by the robots.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's the movie.
That's it.
There's no post-credit scene. There's nothing setting
up. Yeah,
I
was waiting
for
the post-credit stinger.
There's no setup for the next film. I don't know why.
Like, it would have been great. Like, Ron's like, I'm going to show them that I'm the future.
Yeah. But he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Big Show becomes a real-life villain.
Mm-hmm. Rollins,
go, you're fine. Come
Rollins spends the last 10 minutes of the movie running away from the Kane robot.
Yeah.
Begging for help.
Yeah, that's the thing. Rollins is the biggest pussy in this movie.
He is.
And he's the only person that stays heel, and he mentions I'm the future like 20 times in the movie.
The future.
That was the most, like,
that was all
he
you
said
got.
That more than anything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That was the movie.
That was it.
Yeah. We do have some fan questions and comments.
About the movie.
About the movie.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's do it.
Rick Barron said, did Big Show turn heel or was he transfacial? Turns out he was very transfacial.
Yeah, four.
Kirill Johnson, how the hell did Elroy Jetson invent time travel, and why is this never explained in the movie?
Yeah.
Because reasons.
Don't say that.
How did he do it? I don't know.
We just don't know them.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean.
Well, even unknown reasons are still reasons?
No.
Are they?
Are they?
Are they? Let's see. Let's see if we have any more.
Are they?
Are they?
Campy Corleone. No, what? No, that's not. That's a Josh question. Ethan Gardner, what was the under-over on Big Show heel face turns during the movie?
I would say it's two.
Yeah, I was expecting, you know, he would start his heel and maybe go face.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, kind of what he did.
Right.
Yeah. Only add a couple more times.
Alex Romero, who is the biggest heel, Big Show, Mr. Spacely, or Rosie the Robot Maid?
Oh, clearly. Rosie. Mr. Spacely.
Oh,
yeah.
Mr. Spacely.
I mean, he was a bad guy throughout the entire film. Rosie's just protecting her family.
Yeah.
And the people that own her.
Her owners.
She's protecting her owners.
Let me see if there's any, stuff on IMDb about the movie.
Well, the message boards are gone now.
No, yeah, the message boards are gone. Let's see if there's any trivia. There is trivia.
There is?
Really?
Well, you know, like, not like something but there is stuff, yeah. Mr. McMahon, well, this was obvious, mentioning meeting another talking dog upon meeting Astro, which he's referring to Scooby-Doo because they made the Scooby-Doo WrestleMania mystery before this one.
Was it Mr. McMahon? It was Mr. McMahon,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. And then this is the first new Jetsons production in over 27 years.
Wow.
Since Jetsons the movie in 1990.
Yeah.
And this was 55 years after the original 1960 series, and also the first Jetsons film without the original creators, Hannah and Barbara, who both died in 2001, 2006.
Wow.
And the first Jetsons production to feature none of the original voice talents.
Yeah. You know, the Jetsons
TV none of them?
Series
none of the original.
Only ran from 62 to 63.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah, that's
There's
it.
Like two seasons?
Yeah.
This was released this year, in 2017.
There's only 75 episodes in three seasons. Somehow they had three seasons.
Wow.
Victoria Crawford was in it.
The Victoria?
Alicia Fox. On IMDb, their real names.
Oh, right.
Michael, you know who Michael Cothard is?
Michael Cole?
Michael Cole.
Yeah, Sean Cothard. Or Michael Cothard.
Wow.
Yeah. Stephen Farrelly? Stephen Farrelly.
Oh,
Seamus.
Here, look, this is a 5-star review on Amazon. This movie is out of this world. HD is something you need to see to believe.
Oh,
what?
HD. What? This is the first ever HD movie? Did we miss out on that?
DVD up converted to HD picture is unreal. I never thought I'd be able to watch the Jetsons in high definition. But as the Miz would say, it's awesome. If you love the Jetsons cartoon, I have no doubt you will love this full-length movie because Robo-WrestleMania takes the cartoon to a whole new level. Wow. This is great. I bought this for my son, but ended up watching it by myself because he was too tired to stay up. I enjoyed it and even watched it again the next day.
Wow. Did you really? You spent more time on this?
Oh, my goodness. Ugh.
So, you know who played the voice of Judy?
No.
Daughter Judy? The love interest from the Wonder Years? That
Wendy?
Chick? Whoever the... Well, her real name is Danica.
Oh, yeah. She's still hot, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Nick Nemeth was in it. Colby Lopez was in it.
Nick Nemeth. Yeah, that's Ziggler, yeah.
But Roman Reigns goes by
Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, not Joe...
What?
Joe Samoa, right? That's his real name?
Yeah.
Joe Samoa.
We have Jonathan Fatu and Joshua Fatu.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
And Paul White, of course.
Yeah.
There's one...
Didn't they say, isn't that Paul White? That's Paul White. Remember when Big Show debuted?
Yes. Yeah.
That's Paul White.
Or is it White or Wright?
It's W-I-G-H-T is his name.
Yeah.
Paul White. Yeah.
The only one star is because it was not the correct movie in the case. So that's Amazon's fault. Not.
So that's the only time that they had a bad review?
5.9 on IMDb, though. So, yeah, that's the movie directed by Anthony Bell, who has also directed a bunch of other crap.
Dumb but fun.
Dumb but fun?
Dumb but fun. You ever have some dumb but fun?
Oh, Cody Runnels.
Oh, yeah, I see that review, dumb but fun.
Dumb,
all right,
by fun.
So it's gonna be our next one. What's the next movie?
We've done The Marine.
Yeah,
I say we jump right to The Marine 5.
The Marine 5. We're gonna skip
that one.
Ted
just come
DiBiase,
out?
The second one with Ted DiBiase. Yeah, The Marine 5 is the latest. Yeah.
Or what? The first Stone Cold movie, Condemned, was it?
Yeah,
was that a WWE production?
Yeah.
Really, we should do the Triple H one.
Which one?
The Chaperone.
Oh, is that a WWE movie?
Yeah,
of course it is.
What about Knucklehead with Big Show?
Oh my God.
Which one's that?
Where
he plays an ice hockey player or something?
The guy who was in that other USA show about the doctors.
What about the one with him?
He gets him to be a boxer.
What about the one him and fucking the guy that played Superman on TV? It's like, and it was like Hell in a Cell. It's Big Show in prison, and he fights another guy in prison. And
Dean Cain?
Dean Cain.
I don't know if that's a WWE.
No, it is.
Oh, it is?
Knucklehead, he has a whole head of hair.
Yeah.
And he's in his underwear?
You know what else is a WWE movie? The one with Halle Berry?
Yeah.
And the only superstar that's in is David Otunga.
That's terrible. That is terrible.
Yeah, boxing is taught on this movie. He's a dental giant.
I did see the 12 rounds with Dean Ambrose, and that one actually wasn't bad.
That's 12 rounds,
that
3.
Was 13 rounds, wasn't it?
No, 14 rounds, more rounds.
More rounds.
All the rounds.
I saw the 12 rounds with Cena.
Yeah.
Yeah, me
that
too.
Was bad but good, you know, like.
Yeah.
So bad. 12, it was Orton, 12 right? rounds 3, by the way.
Yeah, 12 rounds 3. Yeah.
You know who 12 rounds 2 is?
Orton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Orton did Condemned 2. Orton gets like the sequels.
He gets the sequels.
Oh, there's also Countdown. Remember the one where Ziggler and Kane are cops and it all takes place backstage
that's
at the
one
WWE.
We
have to watch that one.
Yeah,
it has to be that one. And then what about See No Evil?
Yeah, we have to do See No Evil.
I hate that movie.
We've made two.
What was the one that you said the backstage
the
one?
Hell in a Cell. Oh, that one's
what's it called?
What did I say? Countdown.
Countdown.
And then the Hell in a Cell one is Vendetta, and it's Big Show versus Dean Cain.
Mm.
The Dean Cain Cain.
It's the Dean Cain Cain Cain.
That has 4.8. Yikes. 4.8 stars.
We're hunkering down.
Yeah.
All
Cain
right,
is
so,
the
yeah.
police chief. Who's the chick in this?
Isn't like Summer
Catherine
Rae
Isabeau.
Yeah.
No, she's, I don't know. Maybe it's a bit role. But
well, Summer Rae's in Marine 5. So, yeah.
Mm.
Anyways.
All right. Give us a 5-star review.
Yeah, do all that good stuff, you know?
Yeah. Lana's in it as CJ Perry.
Nice.
as C.J. Perry.
And Miroslav Barnashev, isn't it?
That's Rusev.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Wow. So anyways, make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and give us a 5-star review. If you don't have an iPhone, you can listen to us on the Podbean app or Google Play or some other app. Figure it out. You can also watch the show at youtube.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. You can also follow me on Twitter at Andrew Pisano. Joe is at Joe Pisano on Instagram. Eric is at Eric What's Wrong on Twitter. And E is... for awesome on Instagram.
Yep.
And you can buy a t-shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Only $19.99. And you can donate to the show at Patreon.com/What's Wrong With Wrestling.
Maybe we should watch this one, Interrogation, with Adam Edge Copeland.
Oh, yeah.
And CJ Lana Perry.
Oh, yeah.
She's
yeah,
the main
yeah,
chick
yeah.
in it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They made that one a few years ago after Edge retired. So, yeah.
You ever see the episode of Banshee where she was naked? Lana?
Yeah, it's called the internet.
It's called
some guy like do
Mr. Skin
off her boobs.
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah,
something like that. Joe's acting like he hasn't seen it 20 times.
Well, I watched that show before she ever debuted.
Oh, really?
It's like one of my favorite. If you haven't seen Banshee, download it, whatever, and watch it. It's an amazing, amazing show. And yeah, one of the episodes.
And then we'll recap it.
Well,
Lana's in it.
So Lana's in
WWE. Movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right then. Well,
good deal.
Good deal.
Another piss poor job by WWE. Even the children didn't like. Did Leo enjoy it?
He did.
Did he sit through it?
Yeah, he liked it.
Half of it, you said.
Well, he came in like halfway.
Mm. Okay.
You wouldn't say, Leo, you want to watch this with me?
Well, he was doing some other stuff.
All right.
I showed it to him, yeah, and then he left. Then he came back when he saw that. Because he came in like when the Jetsons were on. He doesn't know what the fuck they are.
Yeah.
He came back when he saw the wrestlers. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Anyways. Let's go, Cena.
Cena was not in the movie.
No John Cena.
No John
and Reigns was like a retard.
Reigns was retarded.
He's like, yeah, that's right. Super punch.
Never fails. You always fail, Roman. He even sucked in this movie.
He did.
Anyways, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Right, bye.
Bye.